Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. March is officially Women's History Month, an observance that began in this country in 1978 as Women's History Week. In 1987, Congress expanded the celebration to a month, and March was declared Women's History Month. However, International Women's Day began in 1911 by a German socialist. As the nascent annual event developed, it took on the cause of peace as well as women's rights. In 1915, there was a demonstration in Bern, Switzerland to urge the end of World War I. Women on both sides of the war turned out. The most famous International Women's Day, March 8, 1917, Strike for Bread and Peace, was led by Russian women in St. Petersburg. The strike merged with riots that had spread throughout the city between March 8th and 12th, the February Revolution, as it became known. They were using the old Julian calendar, and it forced Tsar Nicholas II to abdicate. Well, every day is Women's Day for Into the Light, but I've chosen some special pieces for today. After a short orchestral introduction by Evelyn Strubach, we're going to hear a new violin concerto written, of course, by a woman, Clarice Assad, but also performed by a first-rate woman performer, Nadia Salerno-Sonnenberg, and conducted by the acclaimed woman conductor, Maren Alsop. After that, we'll hear Nancy van de Veit's beautiful piece for orchestra and chorus entitled Voices of Women, based on texts by Whitman, Baudelaire, and James Joyce. Let's begin with Aurora Borealis, the title piece from an album of that name by Canadian composer Evelyn Strubach. She has a Master's of Music degree from Indiana University. She has scored for film and won awards for her work. This piece is dedicated to the composer's mother. The Ottawa Symphony Orchestra performs. Thank you.